You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Many Sacramento baseball fans were stoked when they learned that the Athletics were moving to town, even if it was temporary. The opportunity to enjoy Major League Baseball in an intimate setting like Sutter Health Park was seen as a plus for sports fans, and sellouts seemed like a sure thing. But the season didn't quite meet the hype. Some would call it lackluster. Christina Carl is the sports editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. She joins us today to discuss how the season went. Welcome back to Insight.
Vicky, it's definitely a pleasure.
Well, remind us again, just quickly, about your connection to Sacramento and the A's.
Well, I grew up an A's fan, reading about them in the pages of Sacramento Bee. One of those kids who would race out to the newspaper, my orange newspaper box, every morning to make sure that I could read my box scores and see how the A's had done, or listening to them on the radio all through the 70s and 80s. And growing up outside of Sacramento, the A's were my first baseball love. So it very much something that I was connected me to the game, but also and also just sports in Northern California.
Yeah, and you have some ties to Sacramento as well.
El Camino, class of 85.
Wonderful. So given all of that institutional knowledge that you have with the Athletics, how do you sum up this first season in West Sacramento?
Well, I think it's, varied. I mean, obviously, I think we saw a lot of progress as a baseball team in the terms of, like that young core of talent, which they had advertised was what they were going to be promoting and, developing in their years in Sacramento, the team that might be the core of the next competitive A's team or playoff bound A's team. We saw some of that. And so, if purely from a baseball aesthetics point of view, there was, an interesting team on the field worth watching. As far as the experience, a lot of fans enjoyed it, but obviously there weren't very many of them in terms of the reported numbers. Again, what the attendance figures are always these days now, just tickets sold, reported by the A's. So when you see a number like 9,480, whatever, as far as their average attendance per game, I think anybody who saw a game there might have been hard pressed to reliably see that many people there night out, day in and day out. It would have been a little difficult, but again, that's tickets sold, not actual fannies in the seats. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, they were last in the league in attendance again. And even behind, the Rays, who were also playing in a minor league facility. So, that's slightly disappointing because I've certainly anticipated maybe folks would be out there more. But I think ultimately, in terms of responsibility, you can't point the finger at the fans. I mean, I think there was an element of enthusiasm and excitement. I think between the pricing and the A's marketing and almost their anti-marketing of Sacramento and their presence there, it's a little disappointing, but it's consistent with the A's past in terms of how they've managed to diminish the product and almost turn fans off. And so, that's consistent with a John Fisher managed franchise. But, again, if you just want to see the team on the field, great. I mean, there was definitely a lot to like.
Yeah. What was the experience like? How did it compare at Sutter Health Park versus in Oakland?
Well, I mean, Sutter Health is a lovely little ballpark and it's a great environment. But, from the players' perspective, it was certainly, a lot of players complained about it not matching major league standards. And so, that was frustrating, I think, probably both from the A's experience or perspective, but also, from players who came and visited. Several players were pretty outspoken about, that they didn't particularly enjoy playing there. But, I think that's where it's kind of what they signed up for. I mean, not the players, but the franchise when they made the move to West Sacramento and playing in Sutter Health. The extent to which there might have been some people who felt like, it was even a step down from, the Coliseum, which has been, slammed by the A's as an organization for so many years, was certainly, I think, a little disappointing. But, again, it's a AAA ballpark. Even with the enhancements that they rushed in for one offseason, it was not going to be up to full MLB standards. Mm. So, I mean, as far as expectations, you know, I think it fulfilled what might be have been initially low expectations. Susan Slusser reported on this towards the end of last season. There's also the concern about, you know, like the potential dangers to players as far as like, you know, the overlapping seasons of, you know, the River Cats and the A's and both playing there at the same time. I know there were some complaints by River Cats players. And again, that's kind of what everybody signed up for from, you know, Rob Manfred on down, as far as like, you're going to try to make this work. It's going to get a little complicated. It's going to be crowded. People are not going to be happy from inside the locker room, but you know, overall, I mean, it's a lovely place to see a ball game. So you can't take that away from Sutter Health. And that ultimately I think is, you know, if you're Vivek, then you don't have anything to apologize for, I think, really. But ultimately, I think, you know, it really, I think, fulfilled what I think were low expectations.
Yeah. And you're mentioning Vivek Ranadive, who's the owner of the River Cats as well, and Sutter Health Park. And so this was kind of, as you just laid out, this experimental arrangement to have a Major League Baseball team share a minor league stadium. It was clunky. I think that's as you just described. Do you think that there can be some changes or amendments given that the A's are going to be here for a couple of seasons?
Yep, two, maybe three. I mean, you know, like the progress that they're making in Las Vegas seems to be going a lot slower than I think people anticipated. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why they said three or more years. And so, you know, I think the big takeaway is that, you know, there was enough talk at the beginning of the season that was Sacramento but going to be one and done? That was baseball, was it so bad that, you know, MLB just would, you know, completely turn the page and send the A's someplace else? And whatever that would mean, if that would put like, you know, any of the many scenarios that had been floated before they committed to Sacramento back on the table. But ultimately, I think, you know, like particularly with the mention of what I think we all anticipated eagerly, which was official A's jerseys or Sacramento A's jerseys, you know, for next season, should reassure folks they're still going to be there for, you know, the duration. And that's okay. I mean, I think, again, it's part of what they signed up for. But the fact that at least they got that piece of messaging out there, I think, and belatedly acknowledged, you know, their location and where they're going to be playing for the next several seasons. So, I mean, you know, was it as ham-fisted as I think we've come to expect from a Fisher operation? Of course it was. But is it a small, like, gesture in the right direction? Yes, it is. And so, like, that's nice to see. Can it be better? I don't think it's going to get that much better from the players' experience. And we're going to see to what extent, you know, players either complain loudly or deal with it. But beyond that, I think, you know, the question is really almost more one of, you know, the fan experience and whether or not, you know, there's going to be anything that they can do to goose those numbers at least a little bit. I mean, again, I'd say like this was the lowest attendance figure since like 2021 coming out of for the A's as a franchise, you know, since 2021 and coming out of the pandemic in the Coliseum. You know, even in those ugly last couple of seasons, they were still outdrawing what they reported this past year in Sacramento. So it is, you know, like, what can they do to bring folks in? Can they grow an audience? Not just because, again, I mean, I think, you know, the way the A's might try to position themselves now is more of a regional franchise or somebody who, you know, in the same way that they're enduring loyalties, like to the Raiders in Northern California, even though they play in Las Vegas now, you know, if they want to grow the product and encourage people to continue to be A's fans, even as they move around a bit, you know, that's where I think they really have to engage people in a way that they've been, well, to be polite, extremely unsuccessful in recent years on John Fisher's watch.
Yeah. And next season, there will be Sacramento gold jerseys for home games. Christina, thank you for joining us.
Definitely a pleasure. Thank you.
Christina Carl is the sports editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, giving us a recap of the Athletics' first season playing at Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. This baseball addition to West Sacramento isn't just about sports, though. When the announcement was made, there was a lot of excitement about what having Major League Baseball would really mean for the businesses and the local economy surrounding West Sacramento. Mayor Martha Guerrero joined us last year talking about all of the opportunities available.
This is going to be providing a tremendous boost to our economy in West Sacramento and in the region. We are already hearing about interested restaurants wanting to explore opportunities to get situated out here. It's happening fast. We already see that this is going to provide for us tax revenue, sales tax revenue. Also, bringing people in to take a look at our beautiful restaurants and enjoying our riverfront.
All right, so we talked about attendance, but now that season one is in the rearview mirror, what kind of impact has the team had on the local economy? Joining us is Denise Domke, the president and CEO of the West Sacramento Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So we just heard Mayor Guerrero talk about just how excited the city of West Sacramento was when it was announced that the A's were coming to Sutter Health Park. What were some of those anticipations within the business community, within your chamber, when this news came down last year?
Combined with an unknown commodity, not ever happening, never putting Major League Baseball into a stadium that's designed for minor league and running two teams through it. I would say there was excitement, but there was also an intention to be successful and to not let that opportunity get past us. And we had, if you look at this as really, we looked at it as a 3-year project, and we feel like we had a really good first year. So many pieces had to come together, and it's hard to overstate the impact of construction on Interstate 80. It, you want happy fans coming from the Bay Area. And so that construction was a problem as well, yeah, that I think we figured out a way to overcome. But we, people are excited, and the city stepped up, and the business community has always been really collaborative. So given the great opportunities that the city provided for businesses to take advantage of the situation.
Like what? What opportunities were provided this season?
So the city of West Sacramento accelerated the implementation of their Small Business Accelerator Grant Program. And that grant program provides opportunities for businesses to expand, to improve, their exteriors. The city hasn't had an excellent marketing program that we're still using called Play the West Way, and a media packet that gave them everything that they needed to be able to talk about where they are in a baseball sense. We've had restaurants tell us that they had fun. They had a good time introducing their offerings to new customers.
The fact that the attendance record was lackluster for this season and it was a losing record for the Athletics, did that trickle down to the business community? Did all the hype meet the expectations? Did it actually translate to more money to the local economy?
It did. We had four new restaurants open up in that sphere of influence around the ballpark: the Boulevard, Birdies, Park Padel, La Ciudad, and then many restaurants in and entertainment in around the ballpark that were existing businesses, expanded Whitey's, legacy businesses, Capital Bowl, Sal's Tacos. So for those in the immediate vicinity, I would say yes. But now with a great marketing campaign, with construction hopefully moving on down the road.
Do you think the construction kept people away, out of towners, from going to an A's game?
I think that it couldn't have helped. Although Caltrans was really as helpful as they could be in a project that has been planned for 10 years and is expected to take 5 years, I wouldn't say that it necessarily changed diehard fans' opinions, but You know.
Yeah. I mean, you could always take the train. Capital Corridor drops you right off at Sac Valley Station, walk over the Tower Bridge, and then, you know, you're at Sutter Health Park, you know, and
exactly
it
right.
obviously stops in Oakland as well.
And that's part of year two's goal.
Yeah.
And so we've got a strong base. Now let's build on that. You know, let's see what else we can do with this opportunity. Things like parking and traffic flow, and that was quite a project.
Yeah.
To undertake, and City of West Sacramento and West Sac PD did a great job, I think, of taking care of that.
There were some growing pains with the Athletics and the Rivercats. I mean, they're sharing the same stadium. Attendance for Rivercats games also was down this season. Is the Chamber concerned about that at all?
The Chamber is not concerned because the Rivercats are not concerned. You know, they're very confident in their product, and it was a big undertaking with a lot of moving parts that had not been done, as far as I know, in Northern California before. So I think everybody went into it with high hopes and open eyes and are really looking forward to next season.
As you mentioned, there's going to be more seasons. After this first season, it's kind of a test run. You're going to work out the kinks, hopefully. What were the initial challenges or even disappointments?
I know it was pretty darn exciting. So it's hard to say that there were disappointments initially.
You wouldn't want more people to go to the games?
Certainly. And it was disheartening to hear people talk about our beautiful ballpark. But I will say that our beautiful ballpark got a lot of national attention and a great deal of support from the national media. So people know about West Sac, and businesses have opportunities to expand their base. Our hotels did really pretty well along those hotels along 80. So disappointing, you know, West Sacramento is how do we make this work kind of community. Definitely not a no, we don't do that here. And so this is a great how do we make this work opportunity.
Yeah. Finally, you know, we were talking when I was talking to Christina Carl about the A's are now going to embrace Sacramento for home games. There's going to be a Sacramento gold jersey. Would you like it to be West Sacramento? Because technically it's in the city of West Sacramento, which is in Yolo County and not in the city of Sacramento.
True, but it's a regional project. And so for us to expand on this regional project, it's going to, you know, big dreams about Major League Baseball in the Sacramento region. Sports teams have done this for decades, you know, and so I think it was more disturbing to have the ballpark slammed it's the Sacramento Rivercats. So we know our value and we know what we can do.
Yeah. I remember like the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, you know, two different counties, two different places, but it's
practically
regional.
Every football team you can think of.
Yeah.
So it's not an unusual concept.
Denise, thank you so much for joining us and giving us some perspective about West Sacramento and the local economic boost following the A's.
Thanks for reaching out to the West Sac Chamber. It's always good to talk with you.
Denise Domke is the president and the CEO of the West Sacramento Chamber of Commerce. The A's just finished their inaugural season in their temporary home at Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento. Still ahead, kabaddi is an ancient sport based in India, described as part tag, part wrestling, and all action. We'll learn about the sport, which is blossoming around the city of Stockton ahead of the first ever American Kabaddi Cup this weekend. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.